Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled Training and Surrender. I lie before you, my legs spread, and the look in my eyes are very inviting. Oh yes, you hear my breath become heavy, and I love the light moan on your lips as we begin to kiss. Yes, you can taste us. We kiss deeper. Your thoughts invaded by me. So fucking vigorous. My release is close. My hand begins to explore the wetness between my legs. I smile at you while I have you watch. And then I begin to moan ever so lightly. I lay before you as I am ready for you to explore. Oh, please, sweetie, take me. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Are you ready to take care of me, baby? Oh yes, I hope you will, baby. Let's begin. You sent me away in January for not taking your request seriously. I show up late for a first meeting, and not on purpose, mind you. The crosstown traffic was worse than I had anticipated. Excuses did not matter, and what mattered was that I was late. On Monday, I got a text from you, wondering if I was still interested in getting together, and of course I was. And through a series of exchanges, you laid out my instructions for a much-delayed first meeting. You said, at exactly 1 p.m., you will unlock your door and go kneel on the floor. Oh yes, you will be wearing absolutely nothing. Your pussy shaved. You will keep your head lowered, not look at me until I tell you, and you will not speak until I allow you. As time drew near, you answered my other questions. You would bring us something to drink. And yes, you were preparing toys and training items to bring. All I needed to do was to be naked and ready for you. And of course, I was not allowed to come until you gave me my release. Oh yes, how easy is that, my love? Additional instructions came this morning. To have my butt plug inserted, but not turned on, and wine glasses set out for us. By 12:30, I was ready for you. As time ticked down, I inserted my butt plug, unlocked my door, knelt and waited for you. Yes, kneeling and waiting, I could feel my pussy getting wet. My clit is throbbing, my stomach filled with butterflies. The door opened, and you walked in, and my gaze was rooted to the floor. You placed your collection of bags down, and then you walked over to me. You have pleased me, sweetie. You said as your hands landed in my hair, playing, smoothing, then wandered to my naked flesh, and then shoulders, neck, light touches that brought quiet gasps from my throat. Oh, yes. And your hands wandered to my tits, touching them lightly and teasing my nipples. As my head went back, my eyes closed and gasping louder. Oh, yes. You continue to whisper to me during this time, expectations, things you wish to do. What would happen if I ignored your request or desires? You then move away and quickly turn around and say, see how hard my cock is already? I gaze at the bulge in your jeans, and my mouth opens, wanting to taste you. Yes, baby. Kiss my cock, you demand. And I do, through your jeans, desiring more. Yes, I want that cock. You move to the counter, and I hear a champagne cork pop. You pour a glass of champagne and hand it to me while I'm sitting on the bed. You then sit behind me. The feel of your fingers grazing my body send shivers through me. Thus, we drink to your training. Then we'll drink to your surrender to me. You smacked. As we sip our champagne, your whispers continue. Oh, your commands and expectations are so easy to nod yes to. Your whispers are so sweet, yet the presence of you is very enthralling. Your strength evident even in your whispers. And all the time you talk, your fingers dance over my flesh. And I am lost in the sensation. Oh, yes, baby. Oh. You instruct me on how I will kneel when my mouth receives your cock. Yes, hands behind my back, chest out, mouth open as you feed me your beautiful cock. And you know how much I love your cock. Yes, baby. You then unbutton your jeans, no blue boxes. Oh God, yes, you are naked, baby. And take out your hard, lovely cock and plunge it into my mouth, deep. You fuck my face, deep. Yes, and then letting me have the head, running it over my lips and cheeks. God, I need that cock so badly. I hungrily take your cock, enjoying your controlling of me, sucking you. Yes, but you then stop, and then take your cock out of my mouth, and then quickly put it back in your jeans. How selfish of you, baby. I really need that cock. Oh well. You refill our glasses and then sit behind my kneeling body, your fingers wandering to my wet pussy. Oh, you are pleased to find me so fucking wet. Yes. Get on all fours, sweetie, you said as your fingers stay where they are, toying with my clit, teasing my pussy. Oh, yes. And then twirling the butt plug that I had inserted prior to your arrival. Don't move your hands, you say to me. Yes, sir. And I do as instructed. They are out in front of me, clutching at air as you continued, getting to know my pussy and clit. I don't move them, but my hips swell. They start to move slightly, and you're bringing me so close to fucking coming, and you know that. Your fingers, insistent until I finally surrendered to my first orgasm. To you. One turns to two, and then three. My body is shuddering as you keep fucking fingering my clit. Yes, baby, keep going. Yes. You then pull me up from my waist and put a leather collar around my neck. Yes, the collar is attached to the wrist restraints by a long piece of leather that lay between my double D breasts. And this is how you will receive your first spanking from me. Now turn around. Yes, I want that sexy ass in the air, you said as I stand, legs shaking, and lean over my bed, ass and pussy exposed for you, baby. Your hands then caress my ass, and then wander to my slit, and then back to my sexy ass. Then that first swat from your hand, the sound of flesh hitting flesh, fills the room along with my, yes, baby, and then my tears. A new feeling, soft, furry, easing the stings on my ass. And then the surprise comes, a sound of thwack from a paddle hitting my ass. My ass was getting hot from the spanking, the tears staining my face, but the rest of that time is lost to me. All I know is that it was a bliss and made me wet, and I wanted more and more of you. And the other idea, as there was a pause in the spanking. I moved my knees up onto the bed, elevating my ass more to you. Then you decided spanking is done. And now, time to fuck my pussy. Yes, sir. Listen to me. Feel the sensation of my cock inside of you. Oh, I'm not just fucking you. Feel. Yes, feel every inch of my cock. Your pussy fits my cock so nicely. You said as my mind focused on feeling you move inside me. So in tune to you that I easily match your rhythm. You fucked me hard and fast, slowed to excruciating. Lovely long strokes, making me ache for more. And your thrust would change again. And after a time, you said, lay down on your back, sweetie. Relax. You then fill our glasses again. Returning to me, you position yourself between my legs. I'm not through fucking your pussy, you said to me as you grabbed a vibrating dildo. Oh, yes. And you start teasing my clit. Oh, making me come. Oh, they insert the dildo into my wet pussy. Yes, you fucked and teased me with that for a bit. Then switch to your fingers, massaging my G-spot. As your fingers also played with my clit. Baby, keep going. You then said to me, close your eyes and feel. Obeying, yes. I relax and let myself feel the sensations of your fingers. I lost count of the times you got me to come. And sometimes it felt as if the orgasms never stopped. Yes, they just slid one into the other with brief pauses in between. Now watching your contractions is very beautiful. The more fingers I put inside you, the wetter you get, baby. And I think we can train you to be fisted. Oh, he looked me with deep sexual desire. And I responded by looking at him with wide eyes. And boy, he looks back. Oh yes, you can be trained to be fisted. Then you kiss me with passion while your beautiful cock rub against my wet slit. Feel that? Now imagine my cock inside you, sitting back between my legs as your cock rubs against me. See that pre-cum leaking out? Now clean it off. I sit up and lick your beautiful and tasty cock clean. Like a lollipop, yes. Yes, baby. I am worshipping your cock. And all cocks should be worshipped. I want to watch my cum drip over your pussy and down to your sexy ass. You said as I watch you jack off and then shooting your hot cum onto my clit. I moan feeling the warmth of your cum coat my pussy and then run down my ass. Cleaning up, you again fill our glasses with the champagne. You remove the leather collar and wrist restraints and said, you did well, sweetie. We shall do this again. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay. Salty vixen. Oh, yes, baby. Goodbye.